Amen. Yes, God is good. Hey, listen, I want to ask you to turn to Genesis chapter 18 today. Amen. We do. God has, he has a question for us this morning. Amen. It's our title today. We turn to Genesis 18. And the question is this. Is there anything too hard for God? Amen. And the question is a good question because it leads us to the answer. Because if you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, before the question is even finished being asked, you already say no. Right? Is there anything too hard for God? No. Right?
No.
Amen. If you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, that should come up like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. Because you should know something about your God. Your God and my God can do anything.
Amen.
Amen. And so we understand, amen, that there isn't anything too hard for God. So why ask the question? Because, see, God understands that as we go through this life with him and as we walk with him, there are going to be times where we're going to find ourselves thinking that a situation is too hard.
Yeah.
And that we can't do it. But every now and then, when we get into that tight spot, we need to ask ourselves, but is this too hard for God?
Wow.
Right.
A lot of times we don't do things because it's too hard for us. But it should never end with us. How many of you know our life doesn't start with us and it doesn't end with us?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It starts and ends with God.
Amen.
And so when we find ourselves in those situations where it's a little bit too tight, a little bit too tough, we should focus on God. Is anything too hard for God?
Yeah.
And when we answer that question, the only way that we can is by saying no, then we can be encouraged even in the midst of a difficult circumstance.
Wow.
How many of you know it can encourage you? Amen. You're about to do something and it just seems that there's no way out. But you can say, is this too hard for God? Amen.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Amen. As I'm getting older, I'm starting to understand how the Bible talks about rejoicing in your infirmities.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That you enjoy rejoicing in your weaknesses and your limitations. Why? Because then you get to that place, whether you're walking in the dark or otherwise, where you depend on God.
Yeah.
I'd rather depend on someone who is dependable in every respect than to depend on me. Because it's dependable, some people may think I am. I know I can let other people down, because sometimes I let myself down.
Oh, that's right.
You ever let yourself down?
Yeah.
But God will never let us down, amen? Amen. And so I can depend on him. And so if I find myself in a tough situation, I'd rather look to God, who I know is going to be dependable and he's powerful and nothing is too hard for him. So God gave us a question that he's posing unto us today. The answer is evident, but it's something that I believe will help us as we go forward and find ourselves in tight situations. That's too hard for you. Yeah, it is. But it's not too hard for my God. Let's look at Genesis. We're in Genesis chapter 18. Let's look at verse number 9. Let's read that on this morning. It says, and they said unto him, where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we bless you today, God, and we thank you, Lord, for your blessed presence among us.
Yes,
we thank you, God, for all that you are. You are our Lord, our Savior, and our King.
Yes.
And Father, we come right now, God, blessing you and thanking you for your word. Father, we pray your word will nourish us in our spirit. We pray your word will lead us. Your word will enlighten our eyes that we may see and understand like never before. We're praying, God, that your word will encourage our hearts, that we may be strengthened. And Father God, we pray that your word will give us the revelation that we need at this very hour. Father, we thank you that you know our individual and our collective needs. Father, we're praying that you will speak to them one and all right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we turn this time and this space over to you, and we pray that you will have your way. And God, we thank you, O God, for the deposits that shall be made, and even those withdrawals. Take away from us those things that are not of you, and fill us with more of your Spirit. And Father, we bless you and thank you for your marvelous word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? This is the story of the three visitors, amen, that came to visit Abraham and Sarah. And we know that God had called Abraham at the time, amen, he was 75 years old, and told him, leave his country, leave his family, and go to a land that I will show you. He said, I'll make you a father of many nations. And he and Sarah did not have one child at the time. And they're now at the place where Sarah is about 89, and Abraham's about 99. So it's been 24 years since God made the promise. And they still have no children. And so they're visited by these three men, and one of them is the Lord incarnate, amen. And they extended hospitality unto them, served them a lunch. And toward the end of that lunch, the Lord asked a question of Abraham. Said, where is Sarah, your wife? Now, we know that the Lord knew where Sarah was because the Lord knows everything. But yet, as Sarah's in the tent behind him, he's asking Abraham, where's your wife? Where's Sarah? And I believe the Lord said that in order to get Sarah's attention. Because the Lord was about to say something that Sarah needed to hear. And you know, when people mention your name, your ears perk up. You could be across the room, but if someone mentions your name, you'd be in the middle of the conversation, you hear your name. You want to know what people are talking about you. Because your name is sensitive to your own ear.
Wow.
So Sarah could have been in the tent doing some things, maybe fixing up some stuff, but the fact that the Lord said, where is Sarah, your wife? Sarah, stop. Why are you mentioning me? She's in the tent. And after he said that, he said, this time next year, she's going to have a kid. Why? Because Sarah needed to hear that. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so the Lord wanted to make sure that Sarah heard something that she's going to need if she's going to bring forth that child of promise within the next year. But Sarah heard it, and she laughed. Amen. And she said, you know, I'm old. I'm too old. My husband is old. Not only am I old, I'm well stricken. I don't mind if the Lord makes me old and allows me and blesses me to get old. I'm not sure I want to be well stricken. Just let me age gracefully, Lord. Amen. But Sarah heard it. And she laughed. And the Lord said, why did you laugh, Sarah? And we're not going to spend time today talking about how Sarah wasn't exactly truthful. Amen. Where she said, no, I didn't laugh. He said, no, you did laugh, Sarah. But she was laughing, though, because why? It was something that was beyond her ability to grasp. No way in the world can this happen. Why? Because I'm too old. Because we've been waiting too long for this to happen, and now maybe she had gotten to the point where she was resolved that her life wouldn't change. But the Lord spoke unto her and asked her a question and said, is anything too hard for God? In other words, I know you're old, Sarah. I know your husband is older than you. But because of that, that doesn't mean that I can't do what I'm promising you. In other words, God is saying this may be something that's impossible because Scripture said she was beyond the age of bearing children. It was beyond her that she didn't have, as it says here, it ceased to be with her after the manner of women. She was beyond childbearing age. And God says, so what? That's not too hard for me. And so he asks, is anything too hard for God? And then says, listen, this time next year, you shall have a son. And what God is encouraging us with this is that you can be in a situation where you've been waiting for God for a long time. And it seems like there's no hope in the matter. Right? But just because in the natural it may seem that you can't do something or it's been too long and that your ship has sailed. You know, people love to say that? Your ship has sailed. But with God, ships don't sail. Because God will always, amen, do whatever it is that he promised that he's going to do. And no matter how hard it may seem in the natural, it's not too hard for God.
Amen.
And we have to keep that. Listen, you may be old. You may be too old in the natural to go back to school. But God's going to send somebody back to school this year who's 60 years old to get your degree. Amen? God's going to send somebody, amen, who seems like they're past age and say, you know what, time for you to leave your job and start a business. I'm 55 years old. I've got to send my kids to college. You quit. Amen? And you go and you start something. Why? Because it's not too hard for God. And you may be waiting on something for a long time. But it's not too hard for God. Think about Elizabeth. That's another person who was old and well stricken. Mm-hmm. You remember Elizabeth and Zachariah?
Yes.
They were old and well stricken, and yet they were still praying for a son. If you look at this, let's look at Luke chapter 1. Because in Luke chapter 1, when the angel Gabriel comes unto Mary, he announces to Mary that you are blessed and highly favored among women.
Amen.
And he tells Mary that she is going to have a baby herself. And it's not going to be through men, but it's going to be that the power of the Holy Ghost is going to come upon her.
Amen.
And she shall give birth not just to any baby, but to the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
So as he tells her this information. In verse 36, I'm going to read from the Amplified. He says this, Luke 1:36. He said, and listen, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is now the sixth month with her who was called barren. So now what is he saying? She was called barren, and now she's 6 months pregnant. Don't you love the fact that God can turn your situation around?
Amen.
People can call you barren,
wow,
but now you're 6 months pregnant. People can call you a dropout, but now you're a graduate. Amen?
Amen.
People can call you all kinds of things. They can call you a convict. Amen? But now you're the COO.
Right.
Amen.
God can turn our situations around. Amen? She was called barren, but now, amen, she's 6 months pregnant. Then look what he says in the next verse. He says, for with God, nothing is ever impossible.
Yeah.
And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. He says, listen, she's old and she's been barren for years, but now she's 6 months pregnant because with God, nothing shall be impossible. So as we go through this life, we got to understand, God is with us. Amen? Right? That's Emmanuel. God with us. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. So you know what that means? Everywhere we walk, amen, everywhere we go, the impossible is possible. Because with God, amen, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
There's nothing that you and I cannot do with God. Now see, somebody will say this. Amen. Well, that means you can jump off a building and fly? See, this is where things get kind of, don't get silly with this,
right.
Amen.
Right.
See, when we say that with God all things are possible, there are some things God cannot do.
Right.
The Bible tells us. It says it's impossible for God to lie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for God to tempt someone. God said, don't ever say that I tempt someone.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to understand something. God can do anything that's consistent with His Word, right? That's consistent with His will, that's consistent with His way.
Amen.
He will do anything that's consistent with His plan and His purpose. He will do anything that's consistent with His character. But if it's not consistent with any of those things, God's not going to do it.
Amen.
So understand something. It is not God's plan for you to fly. So you can't believe that just because you're with God that you can jump off the building and start flapping your arms.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Because God didn't purpose you to fly.
Right.
Amen. But watch this. God may have purposed you to soar. But not in the natural, amen? But so we don't tempt God and say, well, I can do all things, right? Because nothing's impossible with God, but it's not impossible for me to fly. No, that's not God's plan for you. That's not His purpose for you. That's why this is important where it says in the Amplified, for with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. So when you and I are believing on those things that are seemingly impossible, or we're saying, you know what, no, I can't do this, God, listen, you have to have a word from God.
Right.
Listen, we should not be walking around as believers not believing on God for something. Right? But whatever you're believing God for has to be based on a word from God. You just can't believe God because you want to.
That's right.
Right.
Okay.
You have to believe God on the basis of a word that He said. That's why with Sarah, He wanted to make sure she got the word. Where's Sarah? In the tent. This time next year, she's going to have a son. That was a word from the Lord. Now, Sarah has something to believe on. Right? But if God hasn't spoken a word, either through His written word or in His prayer closet unto you or through a preached message unto you or somehow He didn't speak it unto your heart, I'm going to tell you now, you have no basis upon which to believe it.
Right.
Our belief is based on the Word of God. But when God has spoken, then we have the ability and we have every right to believe that He will do it even if it seems impossible.
Right.
So listen, if you've been believing on something for a long time, I don't know about you, I'm carrying around some promises of God in my heart that He's spoken years ago.
Right.
Amen.
I believe most mature believers can say the same thing. God told me something years ago that hasn't happened. And there's something God told me, there's no evidence that they're going to happen. You understand what I mean?
Right.
I look out on the landscape of my life, I see no traces.
Right.
But every now and then, God will remind me of the promise. And you know what I do? I speak the same thing He said. Right? Why? Because I have a basis upon which to believe it, even though in the natural there's nothing. Why? Because nothing's impossible with God. If it took 25 years for the child of promise to come to Abraham, then guess what? I know that's a faithful God right there.
Amen.
If He said something, He's going to do it. So you know what? If God says something to you in your prayer closet, He spoke something to your heart, even if it was years ago, even if it seems like it's impossible it's going to happen now, don't you dare give up on God.
Right.
Because nothing is too hard for God. He can do it in the next instant.
Amen.
That's right.
But as Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith in the earth? So Abraham and Sarah were waiting a long time. But God said, listen, I don't care how old you are, I can do it. Amen.
Amen.
And it can work the other way too. Do you know God can raise up a church out of Christians starting next week? But He's only 10. Is anything too hard for God?
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. God can do things whether it seems like you're too young or you're too old. Amen. Whether you're too small or whether you're too big.
Right.
Right? Whether you're overqualified or you don't even have near any of the qualifications that are required.
Right.
Amen.
Is anything too hard for God?
No.
Amen.
And that's how we have to believe this thing. Stop looking at ourselves and saying, man, this is too hard. I can't do this. Because the world has raised up standards that say this is how things get done. This is when they get done. Who says who? When it comes to God, God can break the mold. Amen? God is not limited. Amen? So he says, is anything too hard for God? Now, you remember that boy that was possessed by a demon? We meet him in Mark chapter 9 after the disciples were on the Mount of Transfiguration. They came down and the boy was possessed by a demon, and the disciples couldn't cast him out. And the father comes over to Jesus and he says unto Jesus, he says, you know, the disciples could not cast this boy out, the demon out of my boy. And Jesus was so upset. He said, how long am I going to be with you faithless people? Bring the boy to me. And Jesus asked the father an interesting question. He says to him in verse 21, Mark chapter 9, he said, how long had the boy been this way? And the father said, he's been this way since he was a child. It says that the demon would sometimes cast him into the fire and into the water to try to destroy him. And, you know, this boy would be, you know, he would foam at the mouth. He would grind his teeth. He would get on the ground and just get all rigid and everything. And Jesus said, how long have you been like this? And the father said, he's been this way since he was a boy. And I believe that this was a young man now, amen. So he had been this way for years. And when Jesus looked at him, he said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And why did he say that? It's because the Father said unto him, if you can do anything, have compassion on us. And if you have an amplified version, if you look at verse number 23, Jesus said, you say unto me, if you can do anything? He says, why, all things can be and are possible to him who believes.
Amen. Yeah.
But again, it goes back to you have to have a basis for a word from God. So if you have a word from God, the only question is, do you believe it? If God spoke something in your prayer closet, it may seem like it's impossible, be far out of reach, but do you believe it? If God speaks a thing unto you, does that settle the matter for you? Forget what it looks like. Right? Forget the limitations. If God said it, can you believe it? Because if you can believe something that God says, then what Jesus says to this man, he's saying unto you, all things are possible. All things are possible if you believe. Do you know God has told some people in the middle of a recession to quit a good job and to follow me?
Jesus.
Mm. Right? And it may, you know, and people sometimes start out and listen, I mean, following God is not an easy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh? There's some rough roads to following God. Why? Because he has to test our faith to see if we're going to faint. God is big on perseverance. But listen, if you have a word from God, God wants to know, do you believe me? And if you believe God, then you can do whatever it is God spoke into your heart. Because all things are possible to him that believes. And what was going on here right now? We got to think about some of the context in which some of these statements are being made. All things are possible. Is anything too hard for God? Look what he said. Sarah's 90 years old. You're going to have a kid. How can I have a kid? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Right? Elizabeth, well stricken. She was called barren, but she's 6 months pregnant. For nothing is impossible with God. Medical science been telling women for years, you can only have, you know, certain stage in your life where you gotta stop, you shouldn't have any more children.
Right.
God doesn't say that, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've met a couple of women who have some children in their 50s. Don't get any ideas, Sister Fennell. I just said, I met them. I didn't marry them. I met them. Amen? Why? Because it's not impossible.
Amen.
So someone, you know, and you know what? There are so many couples, you know, who are trying to have children.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? They've been going to doctors, and the doctor's telling them, you know, you got this problem and this problem, infertility and this, and all these other kinds of things. And, you know, but you want to know something? Listen, when it comes to God is the life giver.
Yeah, amen.
And if he can breathe life into Sarah's dead womb,
that's right. That's
he can breathe life into any womb that he wants to.
Yeah, amen.
This boy is possessed by a demon, right? And he needs deliverance. And he's been in this condition for years. And Jesus says, listen, all things are possible to him that believe. In other words, saying to the Father, if you can yet believe, I don't care how long your son has been in this condition.
Yeah.
I don't care how long your son has been oppressed by the devil.
Yeah.
But if you can believe as his parent that he can be delivered from this demon, all things are possible.
Amen.
Do you know how many parents need to hear that today? Because your child has been possessed by the demon of drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things. And God is saying unto you, it don't matter how long he's been there, if you can believe
right,
this boy can be delivered.
Amen.
Somebody's daughter, she ran away from home. She's on the street. She's doing all kinds of things that's unspeakable in polite company. But God is saying to that mother, if you can believe, I don't care how long she's been, I will clean her up.
Right.
I love what Jesus said. Well, the Bible says when Jesus saw the widow of Nain and the funeral procession for her son. It said Jesus had compassion and went toward the casket and touched it. You remember that? He went toward the casket and touched it. And the boy raised up, the young man raised up, and it said, and he brought the boy to his mother.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Jesus will personally deliver your child back to you in their right mind,
yeah,
free from all the things that the devil has put on them, if you can believe it.
Right.
And he'll ask you the question, how long your son been on the street? How long your daughter been locked up? And you know what? But he wants to know, do you believe it's possible?
Mm.
So don't give up hope. Why? Because there's nothing that's too hard for God. He delivered this boy who was possessed by a demon for years. Don't tell me he can't get your son or your daughter to put the drugs down.
Jesus.
Huh?
Amen.
Jesus.
To get off the street.
Yeah.
To stop gambling and shooting dots. Come on, somebody.
Right.
He can do healing. He can deliver. No matter how long someone's been afflicted. People have siblings in their family. They've just been on, you know what I mean? Most families have somebody. Amen. You know, there's some people who run the streets, you know, and they're addicted to drugs. There's other people who are like addicted to drugs in a polite way. You know what I mean? They're addicted to painkillers. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't on the street necessarily, but they're always at the pharmacy. You know what I mean? Jesus can deliver them too.
Amen.
Alcohol, painkillers, all kinds of addictions, amen. Jesus can deliver your siblings from, your spouse from, your children, and your parents.
Amen. That's right.
There's some kids right now, amen. Your mom has been, you know, addicted. Your father's been an alcoholic all these years, amen. And all, but listen, he can deliver them too.
Amen. Yeah.
The question is, do you believe it? That Jesus made a promise. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a faith for it. Yes, you do. Why? Because you've seen in your word that Jesus goes about healing folk. You've seen in your word that God says he's no respecter of persons. So watch this. If he healed this boy, heal my boy. Huh?
Amen.
You delivered blind Bartimaeus, then deliver my son. You delivered the daughter of that Syrophoenician woman, then you deliver my daughter. Come on, somebody. I believe that.
Amen.
And if you believe it, go know what God is saying. It's possible. Right? Right. But nothing is too hard for God. We see another statement where Jesus says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. In Mark chapter 10, if we just go over one chapter, Jesus says that all things are possible with God. And he said that in connection to the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler came up to him and said, how can I get eternal life? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, well, follow the commandments. Rich young ruler said, I've been doing that my whole life. Tell me something else. Amen. Tell me something new. I've been doing that my whole life, Jesus. Jesus said, okay, well, there's one thing you haven't done.
Yeah.
Sell your goods, give the money to the poor, and come follow me. The rich young ruler said, I don't know about that. And he walked away. And the scripture said he walked away sad. It said because he had many possessions. And then Jesus started talking to his disciples, and he said it's real hard for rich people to enter into the kingdom of God. This is verse 23. In verse 24, the disciples are astonished at this. And Jesus said again, he said, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. How many of you know your money's not going to get you into heaven?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your money's not going to get you into heaven. My wife and I went to the movie yesterday, and there was this woman in front of me on the concession line. And I was standing there, you know, just to buy popcorn and stuff. And she had, like, seemingly like seven teenage girls still on the line with her. And she's buying popcorn for all of them. She's buying drinks for all of them. She's buying, like, little ice cream things and Raisinets and all this stuff. And the man behind me, he said, man, I don't want to see that bill.
Right.
But if anybody go to the movies now, you know that if it's just you and your spouse or you and your date and you just getting like popcorn or something to drink, you need to take out a loan. Right? That's why they got ATMs in there. And she's buying all this stuff. She's buying all this stuff for them. I said to the man behind me, he said, I don't want to see that bill. I said, yeah, it's probably, he said, I know it's hundreds of, it's over $100. I said, they come to see a movie, have a good time. I said, you know, you got to enjoy life too, you know. He said, yeah, that's right. You can't take it with you. That's right. He said, you want to leave something for your grandchildren, but you can't take it with you.
Right.
Right? Because see, listen, your money ain't going to help you on the other side of glory, amen? You ain't entering in because you rich. And Jesus said, listen, there's a lot of people who depend on their riches in this life. But he's saying that's not going to help you one bit when it comes to the other side of glory. But see, there are a lot of people who are trusting in their riches on this side of glory as if this is the only thing that matters.
Right.
Don't trust in your money, amen? He said, it's hard for people who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God because they believe, if they trust in their riches, they believe as long as they have it, they're okay.
Wow.
Some people believe, I can get the best medical care in the world because I got money. How many of you know the best medical care in the world can't heal you if God don't touch you with his healing touch? All your money in the world can't raise you off your sick bed.
That's right.
I'd rather not have a dime in my pocket, but have God in my heart, because then I know I'm okay.
Amen.
And so God says, For those who trust in their riches, it's hard for them to enter into the kingdom of God. And then he said in verse 25, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And then that sounds around, and they said, who then can be saved? And Jesus said, he said, and if with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. And here, remember what he's talking about. He's talking about salvation, because that rich young ruler came to him and said, what can I do to get eternal life? Mm-hmm. With men, it is impossible. How many of you know that it's impossible for you to save yourself?
Yeah.
It's impossible for somebody else to save you. I'm talking about save you, meaning, amen, save you from eternal damnation, amen.
Right.
Nobody else can save you. With men, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Young people need to understand something. You are not getting to heaven on your parents' coattails.
Amen. That's right.
Your parent, your grand, I don't care how much your grandmama prayed, you are not getting to heaven on her coattails.
Right.
You better accept God for yourself.
Amen.
Because only God can save you from a burning hell. Amen. Man can't do that. But with God, all things are possible. That's encouragement to me right now. You know why? Because I pray for the soul salvation of my entire family.
Amen.
I'm talking about my siblings and extended family. So, you know those folks who don't believe in God?
Mm-hmm.
Who look at you and make fun of you because you do believe?
Mm-hmm.
And they just know everything is okay because it seems like life is going pretty fine right now.
Right.
And maybe I can't reach them, but I believe something. God can reach them. And it's not impossible. And I don't care how long, amen. As I look at myself and I say, it seems like every year they're doing the same thing. But here's something that encourages me. With God, nothing is impossible, amen. When it comes to saving a soul, there is nobody that God can't reach.
Amen.
And so don't you dare give up on your family member. Don't you dare give up on that knucklehead cousin that you got. Everybody got a knucklehead cousin. And some of you been the knucklehead cousin until God got a hold of you.
Right, amen. Come on now.
Amen. That's right.
I'm not giving up on my family. I'm not giving up on your family. Don't you give up on your family and friends. Why? Because with God, all things are possible, especially when it comes to salvation, because he's the only one who can do it.
That's right.
So I'm believing, amen. I got some... You know the time in my life I gave up on folk.
Mm-hmm.
You ever give up on folk?
Yeah.
Think not even God can help them? You ever do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But God can reach. Amen. God can touch somebody and turn them around. He can touch somebody's heart who seems like they could care less about God. And then, you know, they are on fire for God like nobody you've ever seen before.
Amen.
Is it too hard for God? Is it too hard for God to save your family member? No, it's not. Amen. God can do it. God can also provide all our needs when we think it's impossible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is important for some, because who got financial needs in here?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Who could use a little extra?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you look and it's amazing that you get through each month because the numbers don't add up.
Amen.
Anybody know that feeling? When you just simply do the math, that's one thing about numbers, amen. You know, numbers don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? If you need 200 and you got 179, you can look at those numbers all you want. You ever stare at your checkbook sometimes and want it to change?
Mm-hmm.
You look at it and you just feel like, you know, like something's supposed to happen.
Right.
You ever add up the number three times thinking that somehow it's going to be different?
Right.
Yeah. The numbers go, I'm still the same, man. You can do it again. I'm still the same. But watch this. There was a time, amen, when the children of Israel were complaining. And they were complaining about not having any meat to eat. all they had was this manna. They said, we remember we used to eat the fish and the garlic and the onions and the leeks and the cucumbers and all that food when we were back in Egypt. We wish that God, he would send us some meat. And God was kind of mad with them, but he said unto Moses, he said, I'm going to send them quail. You remember that? I'm going to send them quail that they can eat. And I'm going to send enough quail they can eat it for a month. And Moses said, God, there are 600,000 footmen here. That's just soldiers, amen. There's 600,000 footmen here. That's not counting women and children. He said, where are we going to get enough flesh? Because at that time, God said, I'm going to send them meat. He said, where are we going to get enough flesh to feed all these people? He said, even if we killed all our flock and took all the fish out to sea, that wouldn't be enough. And God looked at him and said, he said, is the Lord's hand waxed short?
Amen.
In other words, he was saying, has my arm lost its power? And then God sent a wind that night. And he blew quail into the camp. And the quail was just flying about 3 feet above the ground. So they were able to knock the quail down, amen. And they had quail all over the place for days. Right? And he said, is my arm waxed short? So, but understand, Moses was looking in the natural and saying, I got over a million folk here. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to get enough meat to feed them? I love that because God said, I don't care what it looks like, my arm is strong enough to provide for all these people for a month.
Right.
Now, if God can do that, do we really sit around believing he can't pay our bills for the next month? Do you understand?
Yes.
Huh? It may seem impossible, but understand, God's hand is not waxed short. I'm believing on this. I don't mind saying it to everybody. Amen. I'm paying off my house.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the natural, I'm like, how am I going to do it? How many years? Is God's hand waxed short? I'll just say what they say in the Bible, amen? I ain't trying to come up with my own stuff. I ain't trying to come up with some cliche. I like saying what Jesus says. I like saying what God says. God says, is his hand waxed short? So when it comes to paying off my mortgage, brother, is God's hand waxed short?
Amen.
But how about your bills?
That's right.
Amen? Are you looking at going, I don't know how I'm going to make it? Or are you saying, is God's hand waxed short? Because when it comes to provision, right, it seemed like there was no way God could provide all these things for all these people. But what did he say to Moses? Is my hand waxed short? God can supply your needs, amen. Yeah. Pay your bills. Somebody worrying about how they're going to send their kids to college. Is God's hand waxed short?
Amen.
You talk to people who have kids and they're going, I don't know how I'm going to send my kids to school. You see how much tuition is? You better be careful of having a conversation. Because see, if you start agreeing, yeah, I know, man. No, you better, is God's hand waxed short?
Right. Come on. Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. God said, my seed shall be mighty in the earth. Amen. My kids going to school. They getting their education. This is a good community college down the street. Praise God for community college. My kid go to university.
Amen.
Amen.
She's a kingdom child.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Right.
Is anything too hard for God? You want to tell me God can't send your kid to school? God can't pay your bills? Brother Les, God can't help us meet payroll? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
When it comes to provision, there's nothing that God's hand can't do. He owns a cattle on a thousand hills.
That's right.
His hand is not waxed short. Need to pay taxes? Go fishing. Right? And not only pay your tax, Peter, pay mine too. And he now loves it too. He said, the first fish you catch, open his mouth. God don't want you fishing all day. He got other stuff for you to do. But God can do the miraculous, right? Babies being born when it seems like it's too late. Dreams being fulfilled when it seems like it's too late. Right? He can heal people who've been depressed of the devil for a long time. He can save people. Amen? Why? Because nothing's impossible, he says. All things are possible with God. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. He can provide needs. Amen? When it seems like, where is this provision going to come from? Why? Because it's possible with God. So we should be encouraged today in every area of our life, because there's no area of your life God can't touch. Because nothing is too hard for him. God said this same thing to Jeremiah. Is anything too hard for God? He told Jeremiah something that didn't make much sense, really, when you think about it. Jeremiah was in prison because he was preaching and prophesying that the Babylonians were going to come and capture the city of Jerusalem, take the king into exile, and the people were going to be scattered. And he's prophesying that they threw him in prison. And then God spoke to him in the prison and said, your cousin is going to come and visit you in prison with a piece of land that he wants to sell to you, because you have the right under the law as the next family member in line to buy that property. And God said, and I want you to buy the property. And Jeremiah is like, God, I'm in prison. And I'm preaching that the Babylonians are about to take over the city. Why should I buy this property? But Jeremiah did what God told him. And then he prayed unto God. But he was like, God, you told me to do this. And God said, I am the God of all flesh. He said, is anything too hard for me? What was he saying? He said, listen, the Babylonians are going to take over the city. But there's going to come a time where I'm going to return my people to this city, and guess who's going to have the title deed to that land? You are. But it doesn't seem to make any sense. But how many of you know God will talk to us in ways that don't seem to make sense? You think about God telling them to walk around Jericho 13 times and then scream. And then the walls are going to fall, you know. No weapons, no battering ram, nothing like that. Just walk around. One time a day for 6 days, 7 times on the seventh day. And then scream. And all the walls are going to come down. That don't make any sense. But is it too hard for God? Is it too hard for God? Can you go out and buy a piece of property, amen, in some rundown area of town where people are saying that this place, listen, I'll tell you right now, you know what I'm going to be? Some of the richest people, some millionaires are being made right now. Know what they're doing? They're buying up Detroit. They're buying up Detroit. That place where people say there's no hope. But when Detroit bounces back, there's going to be a whole lot of people who are going to be millionaires because they bought a property in Detroit. And you know why? Because God told them to buy the property. I mean, but God told me to buy a piece of land. You understand? And it may seem like you can't do it, but is anything too hard for God? God can turn around and say, if God can see to it that Jerusalem, which is going to be taken over by the Babylonians, can then come back into the hands of his people, you're going to tell me God can't revitalize Detroit? He can't revitalize Camden?
That's right.
Nothing is too hard for God. Watch this. You going to tell me he can't revitalize you? He can't rebuild your life? And all your lies are all together in here, so y'all can't relate. But there's some people whose lives are messed up right now. And they need to know God can revitalize your dilapidated life, and he can build it up into something glorious. Why? Because nothing is too hard for God. Are we getting this thing?
Yeah.
Nothing's too hard for God. Every area of your life, relationships, your health, your healing, your provision, you wait for a miracle. Somebody wait for a miracle job. Somebody wait for a miracle door to open. Somebody wait for a contact to come into their life. Somebody wait for... God can do it. But the question is, the same as Jesus asked the father of that boy who was possessed by the demon, can you believe it? Because all things are possible to him that believes. God wants us to believe on him, amen. He wants us to believe on him for those things that seem out of reach. Don't ever let your limitations limit your God. Just because you can't see it don't mean God already saw it. Amen. Just because you and I can't do it doesn't mean that it's not already done in the mind and the heart of God. We got to see it through his perspective and realize when we find ourselves in those tight situations, when we look at a family member that seems like they just a lost cause, we got to hear the question, is anything too hard for God?
That's it.
And when I answer this, you know, it leads us, okay, no, nothing is too hard for God. Then the next question is this. Is it possible that God can do that for you or for your loved one? Mm-hmm. And you know when you have to look to them? You have to look to yourself and say, do I believe it? Amen.
Amen.
Let us believe God. Amen. Let us believe God for the seemingly impossible. Let us believe God that he'll provide our need, get us out of debt. How many people want to believe that God can make you debt free?
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but when God tells me I'm supposed to be the lender, not the borrower, what's that mean? When God tells me, owe no man anything but love, I ain't supposed to owe Chase. Right? I don't love the bank. I'm supposed to owe. But hey, what happens to me often, I think, happens with you. We're going to close here. What happens with me often happens with you, I think, is that there are times, you ever get to a place where you believe God for a time and then you move on?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, we got to get more consistent.
Yes.
Because we believe him for a time and then we allow life to move us on other things and we drop some of that stuff.
Yes.
Amen. There was a time you were believing on the deliverance for that wayward family member. But now you don't really focus on them anymore.
Right.
It seems like they just stuck there.
Right.
Now you're believing on something else. There was a time you were believing on debt freedom. But now it's like, okay, you're doing okay, and you can pay your bills, so you're all
right.
I don't want to pay my bills. I want to pay them off.
Right.
Amen.
You understand?
Right.
I want to pay them. I want to pay them off.
Right.
There's a time. So here's the thing. We have to, you know, ask the Lord to help us to be more disciplined and persevere and stay on point.
Yes.
On those things that seem to be impossible, because nothing is too hard for the God that we serve. Amen?
Amen.
He can heal. He can deliver. He can provide. He can do the miraculous. He can breathe life into things and into people, into situations. There's nothing. His arm is not wax short.
Amen.
So I want us to, amen, look over the landscape of your life and see where God needs to intervene. Especially, and give him a hard one. Amen? Don't give him the easy stuff.
Right.
Give God the hard problem. The one you just know, this one can't be. God can do it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But nothing is too hard for God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's rest on our feet. God wants, I want to believe God more.
Amen.
I believe He wants me to believe Him more. I believe He wants you to believe Him more too. Amen.
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 That's right.
There's nothing too hard for God. Let's pray together. Father, we bless You and we thank You today, Father.
Yes.
Glory to God. We thank You today, God. God, You are speaking down from heaven and letting us know nothing is too hard for You, O God.
Yes.
Father, You can do all things, O God. Nothing is impossible. And Father, we thank You, God, that You have given us a word of encouragement. You've even challenged us in our faith. That, Father, that we can believe on You for those things that seem like they can't be done. Father, we thank You right now that in every area of our lives, oh God, with our health, our provision, oh God, our salvation, the salvation of family members and friends, oh God. Father, when we're believing on the miraculous, anything that we need, God, there is nothing that's too hard for You to do.
Yes.
So, Father God, we ask You right now to forgive us in all those times, God, we have spoken negative words.
Yes.
All those times, God, that we have spoken defeat over ourselves or over other people, oh God. All those times, God, where we have spoken words of fear and of doubt and of unbelief, God, forgive us.
Yes.
And give us a new way of talking, oh God. Give us a new way of thinking. Open our eyes that we can see the limitless power of the God we serve.
Yes.
That we know that there is nothing too hard for You. There is no area of our lives that has caught You by surprise.
Yes.
And so, Father God, You know where we are and You knew we would be here at this hour. And Father, You yet said that You have provision for us. In our God, there is healing. In our God, there is deliverance and protection. In our God is everything that we need.
Yes.
Father God, let us believe on You, O God. Let us get it in our hearts and minds. Nothing is too hard for our God.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible for the God we serve. Our God's arm is not waxed short.
Yes.
It is full of strength and power and is able to reach us in the lowest places, in the darkest places, in the hardest places of our lives.
Yes.
Father God, we thank You right now. That God, we will look at every area of our lives, and Father God, we will see possibility. Everywhere where we thought that nothing could be done, we will see the possible. We will see the possibility, oh God, of getting out of debt. The possibility, oh God, of rising up and walking. The possibility, oh God, of loved ones being freed from the oppression of the devil. The possibility of it all. And God, You said if we can believe, then all things are possible.
Yes, Jesus.
So, Father, we give You the praise right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. We shall see miracles in the earth.
Yes. Yes.
We shall see the God of the Bible show up in our living room.
Yes.
We shall see the God of the Bible show up in our families.
Yes.
In our communities, in our churches. We shall see the God of the Bible with our own eyes here in the earth.
Yes. Thank You, God.
Because we are lifting up our sights and increasing our faith. And believing that all things are possible because there is absolutely nothing that is too hard for the God we serve. Father, we bless You. We thank You now for increasing our faith. We give You all Jesus. Amen.
And a burden that's too hard for You to bear.